MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Village of Ruidoso has announced it will close access to the Upper Canyon on Main Road west of 5th Street at the traffic circle effective August 7th, starting at 8 a.m. According to a release from the Village, the closure, which is scheduled for up to 14 days or longer, is necessary to complete emergency work repairing water and sewer lines damaged by flooding along the Rio Ruidoso. Residents of the area will not be allowed back to their homes during the closure, and law enforcement will not provide escorts in the area. During this time, there will be no water or sewer service and limited emergency services due to road excavation work. Displaced residents will be sheltered in a designated local hotel paid for by the New Mexico Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Additional funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency is available to anyone displaced by this closure. Residents with medical conditions needing help with relocation can also receive assistance. Contact the Ruidoso Emergency Management Center 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 575-258-6901 or 800-621-3362. Residents can also visit the center 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Eastern New Mexico University Ruidoso at 709 Meacham Drive, 7 days a week. And the Village of Cloudcroft met its state budget deadline for the first time since 2023 last week, but not before council members aired deep doubts about spending decisions made just 2 days earlier in front of a packed audience. According to the Cloudcroft Reader, the contrast was stark, where dozens of residents had crowded Tuesday's meeting to watch heated debates over staff raises. Thursday's budget approval drew only the fire chief, finance director, and two reporters to the Village Council chambers. The $1.7 million budget passed on a 3-0 vote, but the sparse attendance mask continuing divisions over how Cloudcroft should manage its finances while working with unreliable financial records dating back to 2022. At the heart of Cloudcroft's budget challenges, two-thirds of the village's operating budgets go to personnel costs, police, maintenance, and clerks. After years of staff turnover, officials are struggling to balance competitive wages against limited revenue and incomplete financial data. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.